Good morning, Christ Center. It's Tuesday, October 7th, and we are in week 5 of our Book of Mark devotional series. Today, we're going to be reading Mark 8, verses 22 to 30. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 8, 22 to 30. They came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and brought him out of the village. Spitting on his eyes and laying his hands on him, he said, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and he said, "I see people." Again, Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes. The man looked intently and his sight was restored and he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him home saying, "Don't even go into the village." Jesus went out with his disciples to the village of Caesarea Philippi, and on the road he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They answered him, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." "But you," he said to them, "who do you say that I am?" Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And then he strictly warned them to tell no one about him.
Thank you, Pastor Mark. We finally get to this moment that we have alluded to. As we've said, so much of this book is about that question that he asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" And I love he frames it right after yet another miracle story. We've had so many miracle stories that, this is what I say before. Mark is almost like a comic book. I mean, with the amount of action, right? Short bursts of action. Over and over again, we see this. And something jars loose with Peter this time. But before we get there, Mark, he spits.
Yeah, it's interesting. One of the commentaries I was reading was saying that he may have likely have done that to clean the crust and stuff out of the man's eyes so that they could be opened. That they were physically, they've been closed for so long. And he's leading him out of the village to a place I think they have more privacy. He's spitting on his eyes and laying his hands. He's having tremendous compassion for this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, clearly. He comes and he cleans his eyes and then he is totally healed. And once again, Jesus says, don't run out and tell everybody. He says, don't go into the village.
He basically is saying, just go home.
Yeah.
Just go home.
Joshua, what are you seeing here?
This is one of my favorite sections for continuing to pray when something isn't healed right away, where Jesus prays for him. Asks if he sees anything. He does, but they look like trees walking. And so then he places his hands on him and then heals him, having gone the second time. And I love that as an encouragement for those of us that are still praying for people. And, you know, when you're in that moment, it's a high pressure situation. What if nothing happens? Well, what if something does? And in this moment, Jesus prays twice. So I think that's a great encouragement for all of us. But then immediately we go in. And this is the big reveal Mark's leading us up to. He says, "Who do people say that I am?"
And then the answer is something we've seen already.
They say what everyone has been saying. John the Baptist, Elijah, one of the prophets. And then he sharpens it. Yes. "But you, who do you say that I am?" And Peter, the famous answer, "You are the Messiah." In other accounts, it says, "My Father has revealed this to you." But this is such a cool space that they're getting it. They're seeing it. Their hearts are not hard. Their eyes are opened. You are the Messiah. We do not doubt this at this point. It's you. You're the one. And then he says, "Great, go out and tell everyone."
He does not say that thing. Tell everybody, put out the banner.
Right.
We're going to have a big tent meeting.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yes. Yeah. He strictly warns them to tell no one about him. And I think we can probably opine on that quite a bit. But my take on that, I humbly submit, is that he will be revealed to the whole world. He has come to save the whole world. But it is not time for that yet. And being a celebrity right now is not going to help him. He has a mission to accomplish. He has things he must do on his way to the cross. And he will be lifted up, just not in the way they think.
Right. And I do think there's something for us here today too. Don't think that having a huge platform equals this is what God wants. Jesus doesn't, he doesn't need our PR.
Yeah, it's, I think about even the way that this is shared with us, who does everybody say I am? That's the celebrity. What, yeah. What's, who's everybody else say I am? Well, they're all wrong.
Right.
And then, okay, who do you say I am? And I would say even to this day, Jesus is the most famous character in all of history.
Right, yeah.
And they think they know all, people think they know all kinds of things about him. But man, there is a moment that Christ presents himself to us, though we might not see it visibly. And there is a moment for each of us in this life where he asks us this question,
right.
Who do you say I am? And it's in that time, that's when everything changes. So I think that's right here for us in this account as well.
Yeah, the Teach the Text commentary talks about this progression that we've seen. Mark obviously tells us right at the beginning of the gospel, his opinion on who Jesus is. He's the Messiah, the Son of God. Andrew, in the beginning of the book of John, Andrew meets Jesus and he goes to Peter and he tells him, we found the Messiah. So he had that idea, right? And then we have Nathanael at one point saying, Rabbi, you're the Son of God. These guys were seeing all that Jesus was doing. They had heard things, they had believed things, and their faith had gone up and down. Even in that last portion we read yesterday, their faith going up and down at different times. But Mark sees this as kind of a hinge moment, almost like, we've seen enough. Jesus, I've seen enough, I believe.
I think what's also interesting is, the healing the blind is actually a sign of the Messiah.
Yes.
And he did this miracle with feeding the 4,000 we were talking about yesterday. But here's a moment where he's taking time to minister to the one. And then after ministering to the one, he's asking the question, who do you say I am? And there's this level of intimacy here. Right before this question, it's not the massive miracle that everybody sees. It's a miracle with the one, and now he's asking disciples. And I think that's just, it's kind of revealing of God's character that he's also here for the one.
I think that's a really good point. I hadn't considered that. Like, you would have expected this moment to come right after the feeding of the 5,000. Or maybe something really...
Or the feeding of the 4,000.
Or the 4,000, right? Or maybe something like, you know, halting the storm. You know, something like that, one of these huge displays, who do you say that I am? But it's not. That is a really excellent point, Mark. It's after he does it, because there were prophecies about blind eyes open and things like that, that this is what the Messiah is going to do. But it's, he's showing compassion and he's also showing power, but it is in the context of this very small moment outside the village. And there's something about the heart of God for that individual. And Peter was really taken with that whole thing. He not only has the power to heal, he also has the power to comfort, to show value to the one. Yeah, I love that. So here we are at this moment. Who do you say that I am, Peter? And Peter gives his answer. And once again, question turns to us. Who do you say that I am? Joshua, do you want to close us in prayer?
Lord, we affirm you are the Christ, you are the Messiah, you are the Son of God, you are the Word made flesh, you are Emmanuel, God with us, and we thank you so much for coming. I pray for everyone that's listening today, God, that you would grant us that our eyes would be open, that our hearts would be soft, and that we would perceive you. We love you and we appreciate you. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.